We gather here this evening in the presence of death to do homage to the spirit of life as we remember, honor, and celebrate the life of Tony Whiteley. It will behoove us to make this hour love's hour and these simple memorial rites love's confessional, for it is a tribute to love that we come to offer today. I am Alec Campbell, a lay chaplain here at the First Unitarian Congregation of Ottawa. On behalf of the family, I welcome you to the celebration of Tony's life. Thank you for coming. The family also invites you to a reception following the service in Fellowship Hall to your right. During our time together, some will share their memories with us of Tony's great love for his family and for music. We'll hear about his social activism, especially on behalf of the homeless, human rights, and the environment, and his love for physical activity. I'm sure each of you will have private recollections of how much Tony touched your life. Search out those good memories, the happy memories, and treasure them. For a human life is sacred. It is sacred in its birthing, it is sacred in its living, and it is sacred in its dying. We know and accept as best we can that death will come to each of us in its own time. Our experiences of Tony's death will be unique, different for each one of us here. We may feel angry, hurt, abandoned, resentful, afraid, or alone, as well as being sad and bereft. Although you may find it painful, I urge you not to avoid, deny, or turn away from your grief, for it is as human to grieve as it is to love. Indeed, the two are inseparable from the joy of sharing our lives with one another. Rather, try to let your grief wash over you and recede again like a wave, sometimes full force, sometimes gently, like the tides in the ocean or a country lake. And in your grief, I urge you to turn to each other for comfort as members of a special community who share the loss of Tony Whiteley, your family member and friend. Although Tony grew up a Catholic, his views were broad, and he was open to understanding the ways of life and love embraced by many of the world's philosophies. He adapted his spirituality to include a holistic sense of compassion for the world's people, animals, and for the environment. In a real sense, Tony embraced much of what we hold here at First Unitarian of Ottawa, as can be seen by the wall hangings of our sources and our principles. And as it is traditional in a Unitarian service to begin with the lighting of a single flame, we do so this evening. The simple act symbolizes our hope that light may shine upon us as we seek meaning in life. May it also help us here this evening to see meaning, truth, and love throughout our celebration of Tony's life. This evening, Teresa will light the flame for us. I now invite Anne to present the eulogy.